Hello, everybody. This is me. It's Alex. Wow. Here we are once again. A monthly ramble. And I think I've said it probably multiple times before, but I love these rambles so much. They feel like just a nice time to, you know, unwind and talk to you guys and, you know, let you know about stuff and to just kind of, you know, keep everyone in the loop, in the know, about my plans, about upcoming episodes, etc., etc. So let's get started. If you're listening to this, and you have been a patron for longer than a month, you might be wondering, where is my shout out? Where is my audio shout out? Yes, normally I do start these rambles with shout outs to all of my upper level patrons. However, we have now reached a point where there are, it's like almost 1,000 upper level patrons, and it's become a bit untenable to give a shout out to each person for every ramble. I think the last ramble, it took like 25 minutes just to read through all of the names. And so I want to figure out a way to, you know, essentially give everyone that same perk, but do it in a way that's better and doesn't take as long and doesn't require you to listen to the whole thing to hear your name. Like, that doesn't make sense. excuse me. So, yeah, so I'm kind of opening up the floor for suggestions. I would love if you guys would comment in the comments for this episode if you have any ideas for what shout-outs could look like in the future, or sound like, rather. If you have an idea, yeah, just put it in the comments, let me know. I was hoping to actually poll everyone and have a potential solution for this by the time this March ramble came around, but then I went on vacation and blah, 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 and I haven't had time to really think about it. So I'm going to off source that to you guys. So let me know if you think of something. I'm wondering if, like, I don't know, like a text-based shout out, or if I don't know. I have no idea. Just yeah, let's try to figure out something that can replace audio shout outs, or that can make them easier for not just me, but for everyone else involved. So, yeah. Okay, so now that that's out of the way, this month, gosh, we did a lot. But, you know, to be honest, I was thinking of, instead of going through each episode and kind of chatting about it like I normally do, I was kind of thinking of just, I don't know, just talking a little more generally and, yeah, just, I don't know, telling you guys about my vacation and some updates I have going on. so, yeah. First off, audio related. I have had the itch recently to do some, like, sleep aid content. Some kind of, like, ambience and soft talking stuff. I don't know. I really like making those. And so, yeah, I was thinking of doing, I don't know, maybe like one every 2 weeks or something. I mean, it's like, you know, it depends on if people enjoy it. But yeah, I was thinking of doing that as maybe a Patreon exclusive or something. I'll try to figure it out. But yeah, I've done a few in the past, you know, probably that are mostly like at home and typically involve rain. I'm really curious about doing some, you know, more outdoors kind of stuff, you know, I don't know, forest, streams, water. I love water sounds, like in ambiance. So I don't know. I'm gonna mess around with some stuff. If you have any ideas, let me know. I mean, we could get really crazy and do like, I don't know, a sleep aid on a International Space Station floating through space, or I don't know, weird sci-fi stuff or fantasy stuff, whatever you want, really. So just, yeah, once again, let me know in the comments if you have any ideas, stuff you want to see. Let's see, what else? Well, what the hell, I'll just start talking about my vacation. Yeah, so on Thursday of last week, I left, and I had a full 5 days. No, you know what? I had a full 6 days off, and I have to say, I have not done that, God, in so long. So, so, so long. And it felt incredible. I'm kind of a, I don't know if I would say I'm a workaholic. Not quite like that, but I do, I enjoy working. You know, it's like I enjoy what I do. And so it just, I don't know, feels nice to work. But obviously it feels really nice to not work. And I had a vacation planned for early March, and I ended up having to reschedule it just for, you know, various reasons. But So on Thursday, I flew out to San Francisco, which, if you have never visited, is an incredible city. I had been there a few times before, but I just hadn't been in like over a decade. And I wanted nice weather and nice food. And so, yeah, I flew to San Francisco, and I stayed in this super cute little Edwardian house. If you are familiar at all with like typical San Francisco architecture, there's some really cute houses that are, they're usually 2 or 3 levels, and they, you know, they're offset by the hills. So there's a shit ton of hills in that city. And yeah, they're just really cute, really tend to be like pretty old. And so, yeah, I stayed in one of those, kind of near the Mission District, which is a district of, you know, a lot of shops and restaurants, and, it's near the Castro, which is kind of the gayborhood, and also close to, like Dolores Park, which is one of San Francisco's many lovely parks. So yeah, I spent the last like 5 days just eating and walking, which coincidentally are two of my favorite things to do. When I travel, I like to stay like in the part of the city that I'm going to be doing the most things in. Or I guess, how do I put this? My style of travel is like, I don't really go do touristy things, or I don't try to see like, you know, oh, what are the top 5 things you must see in San Francisco? Like, I'm not into that. I'm more into like getting a really good feel of what it's like to live in whatever city that I'm traveling in. So I like doing, you know, kind of local neighborhood stuff. I like, you know, I'm kind of, I don't know if it's annoying to people, but I am very quick to ask strangers like random questions, you know, just like talk to my bartender or the barista and be like, hey, what's your favorite place to eat around here? And I love just getting kind of local suggestions for things to do and things to eat. So I kind of was in, you know, the area that I was staying in for most of the time, but I did go up to Golden Gate Park, which is technically bigger than Central Park. I can't remember by how much, but I seem to remember it was like kind of a, the designers were kind of like Fuck you to Central Park. Our park's bigger. And it is humongous. And yeah, it's just a beautiful, beautiful park. You could get lost in it. There's so many museums. There's a really beautiful AIDS memorial. There is the Conservatory of Flowers. There's so many things. So yeah, that was awesome. And then I ate a lot of seafood because San Francisco, obviously, Bay Area. And cioppino is a seafood dish that was born in San Francisco. If you don't know what cioppino is, I will tell you. Cioppino, I could say that word forever. Cioppino, cioppino, cioppino. It's just very pleasant to say. Cioppino is a tomato broth based seafood stew, basically. And when you order it, you typically get a very large bowl filled with broth, like I said, tomato based broth. And inside the broth is usually steamed crab, Dungeness crab, steamed mussels, clams, shrimp, cod. It's just like a huge seafood medley. And then on top of that is usually a couple pieces of very cheesy garlic bread. And it's, what can I say? It's amazing. It's absolutely divine. It is one of the best dishes that I've ever eaten. I'm very into seafood. I love just cracking open crab and crawfish and all that stuff. It's just very my vibe. So I was very happy. It was an incredible meal. And San Francisco is also home to a very famous bakery called Tartine. And Tartine is known for its almond croissants. As soon as I arrived, like I, you know, got to the airport, took a Lyft to my the place I was staying. And then, you know, I like put my stuff down, I like drank some water. And then I walked to Tartine, got a box of pastries for my time while I would be there. And I walked to Dolores Park, which, yeah, again, it's a beautiful park right by the Mission District. And I sat there and I ate a lot of croissants and just hung out, sat in the sun, enjoyed the weather. It was amazing. Just one of those moments, you know, where it's just like, ah, oh, peaceful. It's nice. So, yeah, it was great. It was a really good trip. It was really refreshing to just kind of, you know, get out of my normal schedule and do stuff that I, you know, normally don't get to do. So, yeah. I do have another vacation coming up. I'm not exactly sure when yet, but I'll let you guys know. I'm like now I'm in the process of catching up to the audios that we missed while I was gone. We missed a Secret Inner Circle, a end of the month request audio, and then this, the monthly ramble. So I've gotten the monthly or the request audio done. Working on this as we speak. And yeah, I'm gonna get you guys an extra Secret Inner Circle audio. So it might be a little crazy for the next few days. You might get a lot of notifications from me, and I'm very sorry, but I think you probably don't mind that much, so it's great. What else? Oh, when I got home from my trip, I was very, very pleasantly surprised when I checked my email and I found that a number of my subscribers, followers, patrons, whatever, had come together and crowdfunded an incredible binaural microphone for me. You guys, I was totally floored. This microphone, for those of you who don't know, it's binaural, which it's really funny. It's like it looks like a head with ears. So it just looks really silly. But it is like an incredibly powerful microphone, like more so than the one that I use now, which you guys know I upgraded a few months back. And this microphone is really good for ASMR in particular because it's got, you know, these two ears, and so you can really simulate like whispering on, you know, the one side of someone's head, or, you know, you're doing things like on certain parts of the body and all these things. And when I added it to my wish list on Throne, I just, you know, it was kind of a throwaway, just like, ah, fuck it. Like, you know, well, maybe one day I'll get this or something. But you guys came together and you freaking bought it for me. It was so heartwarming. It made me feel so happy. So thank you so much. I mean, you guys know who you are. And yeah, I'm so excited. It's not here yet. I think it'll be here tomorrow or maybe the next day. And yeah, I am going to start playing with it immediately. So you guys will definitely have some special binaural audios coming to you soon, thanks to your fellow patrons. So yeah, thank you guys so much. There's a dog barking like really intensely outside of my window right now. I don't know if you can hear it, but he's a really small dog and he sounds like he's going crazy right now. So that's why I stopped to listen for a second. He's done now. That reminds me also, in my, in the last, request audio for March when I was recording earlier today, so where I live, there's a lot of birds, and they're very beautiful. I love birds. There's a lot of them. There's a lot of different kinds. They have beautiful songs. However, they're just so fucking loud, and I can't edit them out because they are like, you know, they're really rhythmic, and even if I stop to like let them, you know, if I stop in a line and I let them go and then I start again, it's like I can't time it. It's unpredictable. And I just really didn't have the time, the privilege to not record earlier today. So there's bird sounds. If you're listening, you probably won't hear it unless you're listening in headphones. But if you are listening in headphones, yeah, you'll hear it. And I'm really sorry. I don't know what to do about it. I think the solution is that I need to soundproof my space a little bit better, which is something I'm planning on doing probably in the next month or two. So that's, you know, an update we can talk about. Yeah, as you guys know, my recording space is a closet. But since I started doing all of this, you know, I've done some stuff to it to make it, you know, a good space to record. You know, there's like blankets all over the walls, and then there's, you know, I have these acoustic pads, these sort of egg carton. I don't remember what the official name is for them, but yeah, I have, you know, these sound foam pads. But I don't have them everywhere, and that's something I want to do, is get them like really put on every inch. So that's something I am planning on doing in the next maybe month or so. So hopefully you won't hear birds after that. I'm really sorry about the birds. So yeah, back to what I was saying, the microphone. Yeah, blown away. You guys are the best. I really just feel so like, this is a community, and I feel like so taken care of by you guys. I feel really grateful that I have such sweet fans, who are willing to put down money like that. It's amazing. It's just really, yeah, it was awesome. So thank you so, so much from the bottom of my heart. What else? I don't know. I talked about sleep aids. I guess we could talk about, you know, just briefly, some of the episodes that I did this month. Namely, I just want to shout out Goth Girl. Oh my God. You guys, I had no idea Goth Girl would be such a big deal. And Goth Girl is very quickly rocketed to the top of my YouTube catalog. Goth Girl almost has 100,000 views and is barely a month old, so thank you for that. That's incredible. Yeah, I'm really glad you guys like that character, and I'm planning on doing a lot more. with her. So yeah, look out for more Goth Girl. And also, some other stuff that did really well this month was, like, you know, as usual, Dommy Mommy, good boy stuff, good girl stuff. I'm gonna do a lot more of that. So, like I've spoken about in the past, I'm gonna try to balance it with some F-subby content, because I know that's also quite popular. And so as usual, I'm sort of balancing, trying to balance everything all together, and make sure everyone has the content that they are looking for. Another thing, so custom audios have been turned off for the last few weeks, just because I kind of built up, like, there were a lot that I had to do, and it was taking me a bit of time, so I shut those off for the moment, but I'm planning on turning them back on. Like, you can buy them again probably in the next week or two. I will make a post about it to let you know for sure, but just for those of you who do order the audios, those custom ones, and who are maybe interested in ordering one, you will have that ability again soon, I promise. What else? Gosh, there was something else. No, I can't remember. That must be it, I guess. This has been your monthly ramble. Like I said, love doing this. I love just chatting at you guys. Oh, I remember what it was. Someone requested movie nights in the Discord, like voice chats. And yes, this is definitely something we should do. As many of you probably know, I'm just not very good at it. So I will talk to our mods, and we will get that set up and scheduled. I'll put out a poll to see, like, what's a good time for you guys, that everyone, not obviously not everyone, but, you know, that works for the most people. And yeah, we should definitely do that, because like I've said in the past, I want to, you know, do something special for you Discord people, for the people who pay for the Patreon. And I think that would be a really great option, to just, yeah, chat and watch movies and stuff sometimes. So, yeah, cool. Well, as usual, it's great to talk to you guys. I'm gonna get back to work, and, I will talk to you soon. Thanks, guys. Bye.